Altogether, it was a situation not worth the risk or the bother, and Constable Johnson would have liked to send her off with a scolding. But Johnson had recently been advised by his superiors that his arrest record left something to be desired. He had been told to be more vigilant in his pursuit of wrongdoing, and there was the strong implication that his job hung in the balance. So Constable Johnson, in the intermittent sputtering glow of the bursting fireworks, decided to take the bug hunter in for a search. To the girl's open astonishment, and despite his own rather considerable reluctance. Dalby, the station sergeant, was in a foul humour, for he was called upon to work on the night of the holiday, and he resented missing the festivities that he knew were taking place all around him. He glared at Johnson and the woman at his side. The woman gave her name as Alice Nelson, and stated her age was 18 or thereabouts. Dalby sighed and rubbed his face sleepily as he filled in the forms. He sent Johnson off to collect the matron. He ordered the girl to sit in a corner. The station was deserted and silent, except for the distant pop and whistle of fireworks. Dalby had a flask in his pocket, and at late hours he often took a daffy or two when there was no one about. But now this saucy little bit of no good business was sitting there, and whatever else was the truth of her, she was keeping him from his nip. The idea irked him, and he frowned into space, feeling frustrated. Whenever he couldn't have a daffy, he wanted it especially much, or so it seemed. After a space of time, the Judy spoke up. "If you're granny, I've a pink or two beneath me duds. See for yourself, and now." Her tone was lascivious. The invitation was unmistakable. And to make it clearer, she began to scratch her limbs through the skirt in languorous fashion. "You'll be finding what you want, I reckon," she added. Dalby sighed. The girl continued to scratch. "I know to please you," she said, "and you may count on it, as God's me witness."
"And earn the pox for me troubles," Dalby said. "I know your sort, dearie."
"Here now," the girl protested, in a sudden shift from invitation to outrage. "You've no call to voke or such like. There's not a touch of pox upon me, and never been."
"Aye, aye, aye," Dalby said wearily, thinking again of his flask. "There never is there?"
The little tart lapsed into silence. She ceased scratching herself, and soon enough sat up straight in her chair, adopting a proper manner.
"Let us strike a bargain," she said, "and I warrant it'll be one to your liking."
"Dearie, there's no bargain to be made," Dalby said, hardly paying attention.
He knew this tedious routine, for he saw it played out again and again every night he worked at the station. Some little bit of goods would be tugged in on an officer's arm, all protests of innocence. Then she'd settle in and make an advance of favours, and if that was not taken up, she'd soon enough talk a bribe. It was always the same.